Sunlight streams through the window across Flapjack's face as he blinks awake from his afternoon nap. Usually, he can hear Mummy singing in the kitchen or Daddy making those low, deep noises by now. Wondering whether it's too early, Flapjack passes the time playing with his feet for a while, and then turns over to sit up. His home is all quiet. Starlings sing outside, and he can hear the big machines rumbling by on the road. But inside his home, nothing is stirring. Flapjack is a somewhat unusual child. Though he may not let on to most people, he can do things when he puts his mind to it that most small children would not even attempt. It is in this advanced manner that he unlocks the side of his crib and throws his bedding down to the floor. Cannibal Corpse, the hand-stitched soft toy doll and companion, takes the first leap. It's not far to jump, but it's better to have a soft landing. Grasping a blanket in one hand and Cannibal Corpse in the other, he heads off to the living room, wondering if there will be a snack today, if there's no one around to make it. The living room is empty, and so is the kitchen. Flapjack's home is warm and full of love. It's also not very big, so when it comes to exploring and seeing who's around, it doesn't take much time. There is no one around. Flapjack frowns at the empty flat. Have they forgotten him? Up on the table, he can see that there is a box of rusks. He climbs up on a chair and drags one out of the packaging. There's a piece of paper on the table, too. It has writing on it. Flapjack can read. The only thing is, as a baby, he's not a great talker. It's frustrating. It also means that no one knows he can read. Flapjack suspects this is probably for the best. He sucks thoughtfully on the rusk and then drops it abruptly on the floor. The note says,
Flapjack, we have your mummy and daddy. They make the music that runs our city, and we're keeping them as an engine as our music machine broke. Sorry you can't have them back, and good luck being an orphan. Someone will probably realise soon and take you to a foster home. All the best, the Wheat Men and Spider Ladies.
Flapjack's lip trembles. He doesn't want to live with foster parents. He wants his mummy and daddy back. Just as his eyes start to fill with tears, he glances at Cannibal Corpse. The doll permanently wears a look of grim determination. It's stitched onto his round face. You're right, Cece, says Flapjack. We have to get Mummy and Daddy back. I'll pack some rusks. We leave in 5 minutes. But Cannibal Corpse has no idea what he's saying, mostly because Flapjack's not great at talking, but also because the doll has no ears, and it's not looking at him. Flapjack has never been outside on his own. Via a series of determined looks, Cannibal Corpse reminded him to dress warm and bring a bag for his rusks. Together, they push a chair to the door and open it. Outside looks suddenly much bigger than before. Flapjack bites his lip and climbs down from the chair. The world may be big, but he had an idea where he could start to find his parents. The biggest buildings in sight were Lewisham Town Hall and Catford Library. Flapjack decided the town hall was not going to be useful and remembered that his mummy and daddy had taken him to the library plenty of times. They told him how it was a place where all sorts of stories and information could be found. He had seen his daddy access a similar place via an object he held in his hand, but presumed that would have disappeared with his parents, as it was rarely far from his father's side. After one run-in with a curiously clucky woman in the street, Flapjack took side routes and learned to follow women with strollers on the way to the library. This way, no one would realise that he and Cannibal Corpse were out on their own. The library was large from Flapjack's point of view. He managed to crawl in around the door without attracting attention and find a chair in a dark corner to hide under. Adventuring of this type was certainly exhausting, and within minutes, his bag under his head as a pillow, and Cannibal Corpse keeping watch, Flapjack fell fast asleep.